I don't think it was the Nazis who killed the Poles at Katyn in the Katyn forest in 1940. I think it was really the Russians. I think it was the Russian secret police. We now know it was the Russian secret police who did that, because the Russians have admitted it. Mr. Gorbachev has admitted it. Mr. Yeltsin has admitted. The Russians have actually given the Polish government photocopies of the death warrants who were signed by the Soviet secret police for the 15,000 Polish officers who were murdered as prisoners of war in the forests of Katyn near Smolensk in 1940. So there's no question about that particular crime. But at Nuremberg, it was the Germans who were accused of having murdered those 15,000 Polish officers. So anybody who goes to France now and challenges that fact is committing a criminal offense. And they're going to be fined like me. I express an opinion in the safety and security and sanctuary of my own home in London, and I find myself receiving an indictment from a Paris court accusing me of having made a certain statement in my own home in England. I've not been in France for 7 or 8 years. And then being fined in absentia by the French court for this opinion I've expressed, which has been published by one of the leading newspapers. But it gets worse, because the indictment that is served on me under a new law passed in France, a law for the amendment of the freedom of speech. Think of those words, a law for the amendment of the freedom of speech in France. And under that law, it becomes a criminal offense for anybody to challenge, or the French word is contester, to challenge or ask questions about crimes against humanity as defined by the Nuremberg Tribunal of 1945. Now, we all know what tribunal that was. That was the Victors' Tribunal against the Nazis, who were put on trial and eventually hanged. They were railroaded to the gallows. I think it was Lord Van Sittart who said, the only question which is of interest now is going to be the place of the gallows and the length of the rope. That was roughly the mood of justice which prevailed at Nuremberg. But it gets worse, because it is a criminal offense to mention these crimes, to mention the challenging of these crimes. So the indictment that was served on me said, Monsieur Irving, you are accused of having, in July 1993, given an interview to a journalist of Le Monde, in which you stated, I do not believe that the ... existed. And the words ... are followed by brackets with the words censored under the Fabius Geso law of 1990. So they're not even allowed to mention those words in the indictment telling you what you're being charged with. This is how, and the reason for that is simple, because part of the penalty in France, when you've been found guilty of something in France like that, is not only you find some horrendous sum, not only are you ordered to pay all the legal costs of all the lawyers who've turned out against you, and it isn't only the lawyers of the government who are against you, you find suddenly in court against you lawyers representing all sorts of strange organizations of communist veterans and Jewish victims and this kind of thing. They've all got their lawyers in court representing these associations and organizations. They've all got an interest in seeing Mr. Irving punished. And the judge will say, Mr. Irving, you will pay a fine, and you will pay compensation to these, you will pay those lawyers, you will pay compensation to that organization. Every organization represented in court gets a nice handout. And the final penalty is you are also ordered to publicize in a display advertisement in 5 of France's biggest newspapers the full details of the offense and the penalty. And that, of course, is the most savage, swinging financial penalty, because you know what display advertising costs. And they don't want in that advertisement that you're going to put in the newspapers announcing your penalty, they don't want you to repeat, of course, what you've been charged with. That's why that's been cut out of the indictment. It's all a bit Orwellian. The freedom of speech, which is constitutionally guaranteed to you United States citizens, is something that you're so accustomed to, you take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Fight to protect it. Fight to stand up to prevent anybody from making any inroads against that First Amendment, which guarantees your freedom of speech.